representing WBEN out there yesterday and covering the story since Saturday is our Tim Wenger, and he joins us right now on the Wester Hotline. Tim, good morning, first of all. Thanks for coming on with us.
No problem, Howard. Good morning.
What was the scene like? So four busloads pull up and all these guys get out from the teams. Describe what you saw yesterday as they all pulled up and got out.
Yeah, Howard, really an emotional scene for sure. You know, I've seen a lot down there in the past 4 days, and, you know, you don't want to, you know, say that this was one of the most impressive scenes because we've seen so much horror, so much tragedy, you know, in the faces of this community. But I can tell you this was such a meaningful visit. Those four buses rolled up, parked, you know, one block behind, and just walked through the Apollo Theater parking lot over to Jefferson Avenue. And very quietly, unannounced, walked over with flowers in hand, all wearing the same T-shirt, and stepped up to that same memorial you saw President Biden and Mrs. Biden walk up to the other day and pay their respects. And when they were through there, all three teams and the management and coaches walked just about a block away and began serving food, hot food, prepared food, and then, you know, giving away water, packaged food. You know, there were people crying. I noted this morning that, you know, I think these athletes, these you know, rock stars in the mind of so many people in this town would have been more comfortable with me not being there, with the media not being there.
Yep, yep.
Because I think they just wanted to connect with the community. And they did, you know, and we gave them that opportunity to do so. But I almost felt like an invasion of their privacy at that moment.
You know, Tim, it's interesting. I, you know, from my standpoint, I love watching that stuff. I couldn't get enough of the video yesterday. I'm getting choked up every time somebody's tweeting out a clip of the players there. But to your point, a lot of times over the years, there have been many players who've played here in Buffalo over time that have done great work visiting hospitals, visiting sick people, and they do it undercover. They don't want, they're not looking for the publicity. They don't want the cameras. So I completely get it. But honestly, it means a lot to me as a fan of these teams to see these players and coaches do that stuff because I know what it means.
Yeah, 100%. You know, and, you know, it was just, it really came from the heart. I mean, they didn't even want really to talk. You know, Josh Allen ultimately addressed the media as so many of the others did, but they didn't, you know, you could tell they didn't want to do that. That's not why they were there. And that's all they talked about. I mean, obviously there was no conversation about anything else. You know, it hurt them the way it hurt the rest of us, you know, this unannounced attack on this community, this part of Buffalo that supports all these teams. You know, I can't stress enough how much it meant to the people, and you could see it on their faces. You know, just a remarkable moment in Buffalo history.
Do you know, were they able to speak to like family members of the victims?
I'm not aware that any family members were there. They certainly could have been. You know, if they were, they were discreet about that. But I didn't see anybody that I knew was a family member. They had, you know, they interacted with some of the political leaders. Mayor Brown was there. Crystal People Stokes was there. You know, and they had some conversations with them that were private. You know, for the most part, this was their interaction with the people in that immediate community affected. And it's a remarkable sight to see even when the Bills, Sabres, and Bandits aren't there.
Yeah.
You know, it was amazing.
That's what I wanted to ask you, because you've been covering the story since Saturday. What are you seeing? Well, you know, can you describe as you're out there? People are out there every day. Yes, the president comes into town, it draws media coverage. The Bills and Sabres and Bandits show up, it draws media coverage. But as you've been out there at the non-quote bigger moments or bigger events, what are you seeing from the people that are out and about on Jefferson in that community these last few days?
Howard, it's tough. It is. It's really tough. And I'll tell you this. I left that visit by the teams yesterday and went up to East Ferry in Jefferson. And that's where a lot of these food distributions are taking place. And I sat in my car and did some work and, you know, with the intent to do a story, which we did on the food distributions. And I saw this one man in the parking lot just standing there. He looked a little confused. He's holding a piece of paper. And I got out of my car and I asked him, you know, if everything was okay and, you know, what's up. And he started to tell me this story, you know, with a tear in his eye. He was holding a receipt from Tops, and it was a receipt from about 20 minutes before the shooting started. He showed me the receipt, and he had just found out that the clerk that checked him out was okay.
Oh, good.
Oh, it was an I know you thought that was going to go the other way, as did I.
Oh,
and boy. It was just an amazing, you know, those are the stories, you know, that, you know, it's awesome. The Bills were there and the Sabres and the Bandits, but stuff like that is like, it's just incredible. It makes you really think about what's important. And, you know, that guy, will live with that for the rest of his life, wondering why he's okay and 10 other people aren't. Crazy.
The other thing I'm going to ask you about before we let you go is the not just the response in terms of the people showing up and helping out, doing whatever they could, handing out food, handing out hugs. The monetary and food donations that are coming in. Look, we always know this is a great community. From our standpoint in sports, we've seen the whole thing, you know, with Andy Dalton and Lamar Jackson and people giving to other players' charities. But can you talk a little bit about the money that's been raised so far and the food donations? And we're seeing stories about volunteers coming in to help pack bags of groceries to help distribute food to people in need in that community right now.
Yeah, you know, on that note, I talked to a lady who flew in from Atlanta yesterday to participate in the food distribution that I just talked about. There are people coming from all over to help out. There are people, you know, from our neighborhoods, from all over Western New York that are just driving down, opening their tailgate and dumping out a bunch of, you know, purchased groceries, packaged items, et cetera. So that part is just underway, and anybody can do that. You know, it's a really, it's an amazing and emotional environment if anyone chooses to do that. Monetarily, you know, there are a number of different ways people can do it. Perhaps the most meaningful one maybe would be the one established by TOPS, and they've announced that late yesterday, the 514 Fund. Certainly at the TOPS website, WBEN website, you can find out more about that. But the 514 fund, they seeded it with $500,000. The Bills, of course, have stepped up. Tons of information at BuffaloBills.com on that, too.
And, of course, as you mentioned, the WBEN website as well. Tim, great job. Thank you for sharing the stories with us this morning.
You bet, Howard. It's tough, and it's important, and I'm glad you're sharing it with the audience.
It's a very small part. Glad to do it.